It's with immense sadness that we confirm that Jonathan Clegg, OBE, OIS, succumbed to pancreatic cancer at the age of 66 on the afternoon of 16 July 2019 at his family home in Joburg, South Africa. His exposure to Zulu migrant workers during his teenage years introduced him to the culture and the music, and his involvement with black musicians often saw him arrested during apartheid. At the age of 17, together with Tipu Mtunu, they formed their first band, Juluka. At the age of 33 in 1986, during the height of apartheid, he joined the Dudu Zulu to form his second interracial band called Savuka. And Johnny Clegg also recorded several solo albums and enjoyed international success, selling out concerts wherever he performed. He was awarded by a number of local and international bodies for his contribution to music and society, notably by the French government in 1991 with the Knight of Arts and Letters, and in 2015 he made the Officer of the Order of the British Empire. 2012 he received the Order of Ikhamanga from the South African government. Johnny was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2015, but despite fighting cancer, he continued to perform and tour around the world and pay homage to his fans worldwide. The family has asked us just to respect their privacy at this time. They are going to be having a private funeral service. There will be a public service for everybody to pay their respects. Details about that, when we get those details, we'll give them to you. And joining us right now, Roddy Quinn, manager, friend, family spokesperson. Good morning, Roddy.
Good morning.
Roddy, I was the details are sketchy, but you were in a meeting. Where were you when you received the bad news? Obviously, you'd known Johnny had been sick for a while, but where were you when you received the news?
I was in Johannesburg at a business meeting, at a lunch, and you know, I checked in every day on John and saw him as much as I could. And he just yesterday he was very quiet, and then just passed away peacefully in the around about, I'd say, one o'clock, around about there.
And Roddy, who was with him when he passed?
He's got his favorite term of his family.
Okay.
Roddy, the whole morning we're talking to people that have had the privilege to work with Johnny, that have been to some of his gigs. The messages of how Johnny Clegg connected with so many people have been pouring into the station the entire morning, in actual fact, since yesterday. If you could, and I know this must be hard for you, but can you choose, or can you just share with us one of your fondest memories of Johnny Clegg?
Oh, God, I've got so many. But, I mean, I think, you know, the main memory is just what an incredible person he was, how dedicated he was to his family. Once he made up his mind to do something, he would put his whole heart and soul into it. And, you know, I just remember the strength of John. We went through a lot of up and down times, especially in the rough apartheid days, where he'd be harassed by the police continuously, but he never gave up. So I think what I remember about John is that he's somebody that, if he set his mind on something, he wouldn't give up. And he'd also be completely amazed at this, how many people have called in from around the world and in South Africa today.
And Ronnie, just quickly, Roddy, sorry. In terms of the family, Jesse, Jaron, Jenny, and the broader Clegg family, how are they doing?
It's very tough, but I mean they're bearing up under the, you know, under the circumstances. It's something we knew was imminent, but you can never prepare yourself until it really, really happens. So yesterday was a great shock to everyone. So, you know, we're just asking everyone to please give the family their privacy. We will announce a memorial service perhaps sometime tomorrow. We'll know when it will happen. You know, the family can just be given their privacy right now. Would be fantastic.
Sure.
Roddy, will those details, will they be publicized somewhere once you guys know? I know that it's very early days still, but I mean, we have an entire nation that's wanting to also pay their respects.
No, exactly. The family and I are meeting today, and we will see when the best time is. And we will definitely make an announcement, hopefully sometime by the end of this week, we'll announce when the memorial will be.
All right, as soon as you give us those details, we'll share it with our listeners. And lastly, Roddy, again, it's got hard to pick the one thing, but what do you think, you know, as one of the people who were closest to Johnny Clegg, what do you think he wants to be remembered for?
I think as a person who cared about other people and cared about his country. And I think, yeah, I think just his legacy of somebody who cared about his fellow man and wanted everyone to be equal and fair. I think that's what's needed, what people to remember him by.
Yeah, yeah. Roddy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning. Close friend, manager of Johnny Clegg.
Darren Wall, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.